Son, that the sons of Yashin, Tzita, of course. So Rashi says, if the father wanted to, he could have given it to him for a present. So for sure, like if up until now he has no, even if he has other sons, but if the father wants to give him a present, so now that he says, this is my son, and he'll deserve Yusha, of course we should leave him for Yusha. Why not? So Moses says, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is to believe the father when he says, this boy is my son, that now there's not going to be a Mrs. Yibam. Now when the father dies, the brother does not have to marry his wife because he has a son. So where's the question, this halacha we also learned to learn, this was also Tita. We also learned this to learn, but it's teaching me.
If
somebody says the time is going to die, I have children, and therefore there's no mitzvah yibum. Allah is Naman. We believe the father. What about if the man's about to die and he says, Yeshli Achim? He says, I have brothers, and a Naman. Then we don't believe him. So here it says clearly, you're such a lecho, that before a father dies, not a father, a man, before he's about to die, if he says, listen, this boy here is my son, we believe the father. And therefore, when he dies, there's no Mrs. Yibum. Because when you have a son, there's no Yibum. But let's say in a case when he has no children, and we do not know if he has any brothers, though. And right before he died, he says, Ishno, that person over there is my brother. And by saying that he's your brother, now you want to make a Mitzvah Yibum. That now, when he dies, now we know he has a brother alive, the brother should have a Mitzvah Yibum, we don't believe him. You're not meant to say that person is your brother. But I call upon him in the first part to say that he's his son for Yerusha, that's a Mishnah in Kedushin. So what do we need our Mishnah here for? We have the Mishnah in Kedushin. So Gemara answers like this. Gemara says, no, I tell you to do the difference. I'll tell you, but there we're talking about when we do over there in Kedushin, where we did not know anything. In other words, up until now, there was a couple here, and as far as we're concerned, he had no brothers, and he had no children. So the way it is right now, if he would die, there would be no Mitzvah Yibum anyway, because we did not know that there were any brothers. So therefore, there, when he says, I have a son, we believe him. Because even without him saying that he had a son, we did not know there was a Mrs. Yibam. So Hosim over there, the Lo Musa Yom Biach, we did not know there was a brother. So we did not know there would be a Mrs. Yibam anyway. So therefore, maybe only then, when the father says, I have a son, we believe him to keep it that there's no Mrs. Yibam. But Hocha, the Chiddush of our Mishnah here is, Afagav the Muchsik Lom Biach. Here we're talking about, even though up until now there's a Muchsik, we know that he has a brother. It was known, everybody knows that this Chaim has a brother. So the way it is right now, if this Chaim would die, there would be a Mitzvah Yibam. We know he has a brother. So that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah, even so. Now, before this Chaim dies, he says, you should know, this boy is my son, and because of this, you'll stop Mitzvah Yibam, we believe him. In other words, over there when Kedushin is talking about that we didn't know there'd be a Mitzvah Yibam anyway, because we did not know he had any brothers. So therefore, it's not such a big Kiddush to say, we'll believe him to say, this is my son. But here we're talking about that we knew for sure he has brothers, and we did not know that he has any children. So if he would die right now, there would have been a Mitzvah Yibam. Does the Chiddush know that since he himself tells us that this is his son, we believe him and therefore he's potter from Yibam?
Why shouldn't
that? It was before Yakir that a father has a special memonis about his own son. A father's memon about his own son to say to his own son. That's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. That even though the Mokum there would have been a Mitzvah Yibam, still we believe the father to say, this is his son, and his potter, there's no Mitzvah Yibam. Omer Rav Yosef, Omer Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel. Nefneima Omer, what's Takav Shai, what's the reason of our Mishnah? Why was it said, why was it said over that, if the father says, B'ni Yaman? Why is it, if the father says, this is my son, we believe him? So Omer says, Hayel sins, since if a husband wants to, he could, I just say, I gave my wife a get. And if a husband says, I gave my wife a gift, we believe him. So this is like this, like, what do you want to say is your son for? We're saying on the gate to free her from Yibum. So the reason why we believe the father, not because of Yakir, because if the father wanted a lie, so then he could have freed his wife anyway from Yibum. He could have said, I gave her a gift. If he gave her a gift, there's no mitzvah Yibum. So since he could have said, I gave her a gift, and instead of saying that, he says, no, we're married, because this is my son, that's why we believe the father to say that there's no mitzvah Yibum.
Right, to turn over.
That's what's it over here. But the reason why he's believed to say it's a son, because the husband is never to say he gave a get. So Mor said back, Omer Reb Yaser said back, like Mor Avram, like the father of Avram, was like, what's going on here? Totally Tanya, but the Tanya. You're saying one thing which pertains to something else that wasn't learnt. Like you're relying on something else that wasn't learned yet. Ella rather Iitim, if you want to learn, Hochiyit, but this is the way it should be learned, like this. This you should explain it, like this. Om Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Mifnei Ma'om Ruzeh B'ni Nemon. Why was it said that if a father says, this is my son we believe in, Hoylo B'yoda L'Gasha, that's the chat. Not because he's never to say he gave her a get, but Hoylo B'yoda L'Gasha, because it's in his hands to give a get. In other words, before we just said over, Hoyol, that the lochrid of a father says, I gave a gift, he's believed. That doesn't say anywhere. But rather it's the opposite way. It starts off with a svara. That it's beyond the lagasha. Like it's up to your hand to give a gift. So therefore, the reason why, if a father says, this is my son, we believe him, because there's negative freeing his wife from Yibum. And therefore, anyway, he could free her. Because if he wanted to, it's beyond him to give a gift. So if he really wanted to free his wife from Yibum, he wouldn't go and lie and make up a story that this kid here is my son, but rather he would have given her a get. So since he didn't give her a get, but said, this is my son, we believe him. Omer Rabbi Yosef, now Rabbi Yosef says, Hashtu Diyamr, now that you say, Amrinan Hoyo, we say Hoyo, therefore, Ubal Shom Megarash Tisishti Neman, Hoylo Diyoda Lagashay, now it goes a step further. Since there's such a svara, it's biyod, it's in the hands. A husband has a biyod to give his wife a get. Therefore, if a husband now comes and tells us that he gave his wife a get, we believe him. It's like an emun. Because since it's biyod, it's in his hands to do it. So therefore, if he says he did it, we believe him. So now it says, Ki also Rab Yitzchak Bar Yosef. When Rab Yitzchak Bar Yosef came, Omer Rav Yechon, name of Rav Yechonon, that the Baal, Shoma, Gerash, Yis, Ishtoi, Einonem. He said, over just the opposite. That if a husband says, you should know, I gave my wife a get, Einonem, we do not believe the husband. It was like a stira. Before he says, over what we do believe, a Baal is Nemet to say, because it's Biyot Lagarsha. And here it says, Ki Yasser, Rav Yisra, Bar Yosef, Omer Yisra, Rav Yechonon, that the Baal, Shoma, Gerash, Yis, Ishtoi, Einonem. So Menafer, Choshesh, is Biyotai, he like blew on his hands, like as if Ozalei, Hoyo de Rabbi Yosef Einai. Now since Rabbi Yosef is not right, like Rabbi Yosef said before, that we do believe her. And here Rabbi Yochanan is saying not that way. I, Vom Rabbi Chiyav Arab, and Vom Rabbi Yochanan, Baal Shoma, Gerash, Jesish, and Neman. So here it's a Stephen Rabbi Yochanan himself. Here Rabbi Yochanan says, Einu Neman. So he won't be a Sakashi before on Rabbi Yosef that he said it is Neman. But it's bigger kasha. It's the same way on Rabbi Yochanan himself. Here, Rabbi Chiya Bar Avin, on Rabbi Yochanan, says over the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that the Baal, if a husband comes, and he tells Beis Din Yishnoh, I gave my wife a get, and therefore his wife is allowed to remarry, Neman, we do believe the husband. So who is the stira? So where is it? I tell you, like kasha, there's no kasha. Kan la mafreya, kan la habro. One is negated to what happened to before, and that is not Nemun. Kam la bo, from now on. So Rashbam learns, the Mafreya means, Imamat lefoneinu, the Echad Bir. Right now it's Echad Bir. The Yomer, the husband says, Gerashti es Ishtim Yechad Venisim. I gave my wife a get a month ago. Eino Nemun.
Le'azdiki k'ma migreshes ma'freya. He's not believed to make it that she was in migreshes a month ago. Shem yavoy way the machrekhein sheyermi wanu rino shezinso. But let the edim come and say, we saw your wife live with another man on Tesfah Benisin. Mamash on the first day Pesach, she lived with another man. The locher is then, she'll still get chayiv nisa. That's this much you don't believe the husband. If Adam came and said, your wife was Mazana 2 weeks ago. So the husband says, now listen, don't kill her. You know why? Because I gave her a get a month ago. On that it's saying them. That we don't believe you. We don't believe you to say you gave a get a month ago. But what's the Gaya from now onwards? Like if you want to say from now onwards is she a good get or not, that's your neman. Because her be other. Like you want to say she's a good get today. You gave her a get today. So the smar is washing your lie. If you want to give her a get today, Gesundheit, go and give it to her. You said you gave it to her today. So why should you lie? Where it's be yod, it's in your hands to do it, on that you believed. So that's called mikana labo. From now onwards, takli your neman. Like if a man says, I gave my wife a get today, so then we believe him. The Rashi says, Rashbam, mikanu labo, imam magirashti estishti stam. If a husband says, I gave my wife stam, inam yirosi says, achshav, I gave it to her right now, I gave it to her today. In such a case, we believe the husband. Because why should he lie? When I said, it's biyodah for him to give the get today. If the husband says, I gave my wife a get today, now the maisa, we believe him, and she's allowed to remarry tomorrow. Just, if it's a shaila, where she was mezana 2 weeks ago, and the husband, we're afraid, is lying to save his wife from being killed. So the husband now is coming up with a story and saying, I gave my wife a get a month ago, that time we don't believe him. So if there's no steering of Yechanan, one is mikana labo, one is lamafreya. Now the Gemara says, I have a question like this. Oma lamafreya mahu lehemunei lahabo. Let's say the husband says, I gave my wife a get a month ago. So the question is, if she was mezana this last month, she'll still be killed. We won't believe her. But the question is, from now onwards, he's saying it today that he gave her a get a month ago. So now, she didn't do any znus. The question is, though, can she remarry tomorrow? Do we believe the husband, at least, from mikan labor from now onwards? In other words, mi pagina diburay or light pagina diburay. Can we divide up his divur in half or not? In other words, he says he gave her get a month ago. So that he said he did it a month ago, we can't believe him. But let's divide up his words and say, she is get though. The mice negate tomorrow, she could remarry. That's called pagina diburay. Like the words that he said, he want to split in half and believe it halfway. We'll believe it that she's get. What's Megayah for tomorrow, even though we're not going to believe what he said that she received again a month ago. That's the shalof pagina diburay. Do we split up the words to believe it halfway or not? So it's a machlekes. Rav Mori v'Rav Zvid, machlekes. Chadama 1 says pagina, yes, we could divide it halfway, and we'll believe him that from now on she's get, even though we do not believe that he gave again a month ago. The Chadam once says, let pagina, no, we can't divide up this. So since we do not believe what he's saying, that he gave her a get a month ago, so we do not believe him that she's the get even for tomorrow. She cannot remarry tomorrow unless she receives another get. Samara says, according to them that you do not say paginon, maishna midi rava. Why is it different than rava? The Yama rava always says like this. Ish pleni boalishti. Let's say a man says, the husband himself says, I saw the way Reuven would live with my wife. Ish pleni bo alishti. So the husband says, Adis, that I saw the way this man was mezana with my wife. So this Adis, really what you want to do is have two people killed. Your wife is going to be killed, and the man is going to be killed. But you're a curse to your wife. We can't believe you to get to your wife. A person, a husband, is karavetz like ishtak gufay. So you not believe on your wife. So Rava says like this: Who the achar mitzdarfen lahor goy? That him, the husband, and another eidecha together will help in order to have that man killed. Lahor goy only to have the man killed, but below lahor goy, but not to kill her. In other words, the gay to his own wife. We can't believe the husband, because the husband's in the gay of a dove, he's a kurv. So we split up the husband's edus. even though the husband is saying, I saw this man Chaim live with my wife. She's saying like one Edis, Chaim was Mazada with my wife. So Bezdin, though, if he comes now with another Reid Echad, Bezdin believes these two, that Chaim was Mazada with an Eishes Ish, and they'll go to kill Chaim. Even though they gave it to his wife, they're not going to kill his wife. Because they gave it to his wife, you only have one Reid Echad. The husband himself is not Neman against his wife. So you see, we say Pagina de Burai, like even though the husband said it at one shot, that Chaim lived with my wife. So we're only believing what's Nageya to Chaim, we're not believing what's Nageya to his wife. So Luchur, you do say Pagina de Burai. So how come in our case here, you do not say Paginan? So my answer is okay like this. Betray Gufay Paginan. Over there, where your Aedis was Nageya to two different people. You were saying that this guy Chaim did Znus, and your wife did Znus. So since he said on two different people, we could believe you negate to one person, and not negate to the other person. But b'chad gufo lo paginan. But here the case is where the husband said, I gave my wife a get a month ago. So he's saying to one person, he's saying about your wife, that you gave your wife a get a month ago. Now, we can't believe you that you gave it to her a month ago. So therefore, since we can't believe a month ago, we can't believe you either from now onwards. We do not say Pagina de Burai, since it's called Chaduf. Because where it's the two different people, for that person, Chaim, we can believe you. For his wife, not. But here it's on one Aedis, on your wife, that you gave your wife and you're saying you gave it to her a month ago, on that time we do not believe you. That's the Machlokes.
Yeah. Alright, we'll stop there.
Even though Chaim had some association with the wife, they still believe on.
You're holding Daf Kuflam Reik. And Leshal was, when do you say Paginin de Buri or not?